Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Friday, June 29th, 2018, and this is episode 222 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in again. I really, really do appreciate it. This week, I want to do a follow-up to what I was talking about last week with, you know, how to compete against Amazon and Expedia and Google and all these big players that exist in the world. And really, the most effective way, if you, I don't want to revisit the whole concept from last week, just taking on faith today, if I can ask that of you, if I can, you know, hey, trust me, that, you know, there's only two ways you really win online. And the first of those is to get big, which is what these folks like Amazon and Google and Facebook and Expedia and, you know, all those people are doing, Alibaba, etc. And the other way is to be truly differentiated, is to truly be something different that your customers care about enough to seek out. My friend Mike Moran, I said this last week, says, you know, it's not just about what makes you different, but it's a difference that people are willing to pay for. Or as he likes to say, you know, they'd have to be an idiot not to choose you. But it raises a really important question of, okay, great. I get that that's important. I get that that's what we should do, etc. But how do you do that? How do you actually make yourself sufficiently different that people say, that's something I'm willing to pay extra for? And the answer is, it really requires a focus on who are you, who is your customer, and how can you provide them a greater value? How can you provide them a value that's so special to them that they are, in fact, willing to give you more money, right? They're willing to pay more for that. And so I'm going to take you through a handful of examples and a handful of ways to think about differentiation and to think about how you separate your company from your competition. You know, there's really multiple types. Clearly, the one that everybody talks about and everybody knows would be product differentiation. You know, you think about people like Apple, you think about people like Harley Davidson. They're well known for making a really special product. There's an ice cream shop, Taylor's Ice Cream in Chester, New Jersey, not far from where I live, that has the best ice cream I've ever had in my life. The place is extraordinary. Notice I'm talking about it right now, right? There was a Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors, that was right down the street from them, literally four doors away, and it went out of business. You know, so here's a national brand with all the advertising support behind it, you can imagine. And with no disrespect to them, they were just badly cited because with, you know, Baskin-Robbins is perfectly fine ice cream and everything. But if you had the choice between two places four doors away, you're picking Taylor's every single time because it's just that good, right? You know, so clearly you think of the examples where it's a really great product. You also have cases like Baskin-Robbins or like McDonald's, really, if you think about how they came into being as big as they were, Starbucks, etc. It's really about consistent product. It wasn't that it was necessarily the best hamburger in the case of McDonald's. It was that you, everywhere you went, you got the same hamburger and you knew what you could trust. A lot of discount, you know, economy hotels and motels were built that way, the Super 8s of the world, the Days Inns of the world, because you knew as the Ramadas of the world, as you're driving along on a freeway, you knew that you could find a place that was going to be consistent. So that's obviously a really important thing to be aware of, that it doesn't just have to be the best product. It can be that you're a product that people always know what they're going to get. So that's certainly product. Obviously, service is another way you can differentiate. And of course, it's always people will recommend people or will talk about companies like Nordstrom's or Ritz-Carlton, where they give exceptional service. But I want to point out too that it might be a little more distinct or a little nothing against Nordstrom's or Ritz-Carlton, but just the type you don't typically think of. You know, Enterprise Car Rental with their "We'll pick you up." Fantastic differentiation in that you don't have to go to the location. You don't have to, you know, go to the airport. They come and get you and bring you the car. Really, really smart way to differentiate on service. And Uber, really, or at least until they screwed up how people perceived them, really was a differentiated service. You know, it was, let's do this a different way, right? When we think about differentiated product and differentiated service, another one that comes into mind immediately is channel. Most famously, you would think of Amazon, right? They were the first big online retailer. They thought about how it is we can deliver books and then later everything else online really effectively. And I would look at people like iTunes or the Kindle as being additional channels, additional ways to think about how we deliver that. Others that you might look at are subscription businesses, you know, in terms of channel differentiation. Dollar Shave Club, they weren't doing anything you couldn't do other ways in terms of delivering a lower cost product, but it was all about how you got the product that made them truly remarkable. Another common one would be price. You know, obviously people are going to think of Walmart in this case with everyday low pricing and all. But I'd also look at folks like JCPenney or Joseph Bank, who were really known for their sales and their specials. They were exactly the opposite of Walmart, where Walmart, it was everyday low price. JCPenney and Joseph Bank, it was all about, here's what's on sale this week. Here's the special offer we're running. And they really have had a great run in terms of being able to say, we differentiate that way. Now, I want to be really clear. If you're going to differentiate on price, you also have to make sure you're operationally efficient enough and you've really thought through your pricing strategies effectively enough to understand how to do that and be successful from a business perspective, right? Because Walmart doesn't offer everyday low prices because they're willing to make less money. They do it because they're so efficient, they're able to charge less. So it's not just lower your prices, because that's a really fast way to go out of business. And you want to make sure it really aligns with your brand and who your customer is. It's also, price is also a very common differentiator in B2B companies, right? Where we differentiate price by saying, okay, for this type of customer, we're going to charge this. For this type of customer, we're going to charge this. We customize the pricing to the needs of our customer based on volume or scale or the level of customization they need or what have you, that enables a differentiated price. Another one that's very common in B2B and really important to talk about is relationship, where we really talk about the quality of relationships between suppliers and purchasers. I've done some work in the past with a chemical company that embeds its reps and product engineers into their customers' businesses, so that they're developing exactly what that customer needs. Right? It's all about, how do we make this a better relationship for you? This, obviously, in the B2B case, they're not marketing their products or services directly to an end consumer. They're being used within another company's product, and they're putting their people right inside that company to say, how do we help you be more successful? Full disclosure, that's my business, is entirely how we're set up in terms of how do we develop the offering precisely around the needs of our customer, as opposed to something that is, you know, standard across the board. It tends to be very, very effective. And then the last type of differentiation I want to talk about is reputation. And I want to be very clear. Many people would include this as a form of differentiation. And historically, I think that's been true. My experience suggests, though, that especially in an era where we have online reviews and we have easy access through social to hearing from our friends and our family about how companies work, how products work, how services work, and how effective they are at meeting the needs of people just like us, that reputation is harder to differentiate on today than it was unless it is built from one of the other forms of differentiation, like product or service or price or channel or relationship. So I'm not saying you can't differentiate there. You know, your mileage may vary. I am saying that often you're going to have more success in the long run, again, in my experience, if in fact that reputation is built on the back of some other form of differentiation. Now, if you want to read more about this, there are two books I strongly recommend that talk about this in great detail and are well worth your time. Seth Godin wrote a book, Purple Cow, years ago, that was all about how to be, as he called it, remarkable. And that idea of being remarkable is exactly what I was talking about before in terms of why wouldn't your customers buy you? How can you be so remarkable that people absolutely are going to look for you all the time? He also talks a lot about this concept of edge crafting. How do you take the thing that makes you different and take it out to the edge? Just keep pushing forward and forward on it to take it even more different. Another great book on the topic is called Different, Escaping the Competitive Herd by Young May Moon. Wonderful, wonderful book. Well worth reading. I actually considered it one of the most important business books you can read. Fantastic, fantastic addition to your bookshelf. So something I would strongly recommend you checking it out. But all that said, think about how to differentiate. Really look at your product, your service, your channel, your relationship, your price, how those feed into your reputation, and how you can take those to the edge, how you can keep pushing them forward to the place where you are so distinct from your competition that your customers would be idiots not to choose you, and that you're so great for what their needs are that you actually offer a difference that your customers are willing to pay for. And when you do that well, that's how you win in the marketplace, even when you're fighting against the big guys like Amazon and all those people. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week, but I do want to thank you again for tuning in, and I do want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all episodes by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 222. And while you're there, go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have this delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if you would provide a positive rating on iTunes or the Google Play Store while you're there, that would really help me out, and I'd really appreciate it. You can also contact me by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or on email by emailing podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, a great week ahead, and I will look forward to speaking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.